You've probably heard that in order to build a successful agency, you need to specialize. But that's not entirely true. After helping 176 agencies scale to $1 million and beyond, I've seen a common pattern where these specialist agencies actually struggle to grow. They hit a ceiling, they have high churn rates, and they're constantly vulnerable to market changes. In today's video, I want to explain why that's the case and show you a smarter way to specialize that will make your agency unstoppable. It's actually the opposite of what most people think. Let's dive in. The problem with specializing in a single service, for example, just doing SEO, just doing Facebook ads, those types of individual service offerings, is that you've got a single point of failure. If SEO takes longer to show results, as we all know that it can from time to time, clients get impatient and they cancel. If Facebook ad costs go up, clients blame you and leave. We often see agencies churning higher than 10% monthly if they only do one singular focused specialized service. You know, one algorithm change can destroy your entire business. The other thing we see is that it's often harder to generate consistent results. SEO can take 3 to 4 months sometimes, even if you do proper on-page optimization and you create the links correctly and do everything right. Sometimes in some markets, based on the history of that domain or the history of that client, it takes a little bit longer to get those results. Paid ads, you can be dealing with massive rising costs, ad fatigue. In certain markets, you know, just Google ads alone, the cost per lead becomes unpalatable as a service in and of itself. Singular channels are inherently limited and inconsistent. They're only one piece of the puzzle, right? When you think about it, we can't just drive traffic through SEO or through paid search. We're not just there to generate that singular outcome. We want to generate leads, sales, revenue growth. And so we have to take a more holistic approach. The other issue with being a single service provider is you become very easy to replace. Clients see you as a commodity. They can easily find another SEO provider, another Facebook ads company, another lead service. And so there's no moat around your business. The solution is to develop a comprehensive growth system. What's a growth system? It's when we're combining multiple marketing channels into a cohesive program with the goal, not just of checking a box or doing a service, but of actually saying, hey, here's where you're at today. Here's where you want to go over the next 12 months. Let us put together a comprehensive solution and become your growth partner, not just a service provider. Depending upon the industry, that might include, let's set up the website. Let's update the copy so that it's a little compelling. Let's make sure that website's built to convert. Let's leverage SEO to get ranked organically on the Google Map. Let's drive paid search through Google ads, local service ads, Facebook ads. Let's make sure that we put marketing automation on the back end so that we can follow up with the leads that we generate so they actually become booked jobs. And let's follow up with those booked jobs or those clients so that they go from being a one-time customer to a repeat customer. The idea is we're not just doing a single thing. We're coming in and saying, hey, let's put together the solution for this industry, for this client to get oversized results. So the reason this works better is because obviously you're more involved in the actual strategy for that company. And what we find is a blended service generates more consistent results, right? If SEO for that particular client in that particular situation is taking a little bit longer to get ranked, we've got paid ads running in addition to that. The combination of the two works. If Facebook ads continue to go up, well, we've got organic traffic that can balance that out. Bottom line, you've got more control of the variables and optimization across channels and across the entire strategy to go from just being a service provider to being a revenue generation and revenue growth partner. You become a lot more valuable to your clients. They don't just see you as the SEO provider or the lead partner or the lead provider. You're able to blend what actually is going to generate results. And of course, that leads to them winning, them perceiving you as somebody of value that they want to keep in their organization. And it's harder to switch. Replacing you when you've got a growth system installed and you're actually generating revenue, it's like, okay, now I've got to find multiple providers. I've got to rebuild an entire marketing infrastructure. It's harder for clients to leave, and you will have clients to stick around better because you're in control of their growth. Also, you can charge higher prices, right? You can command a $2,500, $5,000, $10,000 a month fee because you're doing more, right? And you're having a bigger impact. A real example of this is our agency, Plumbing and HVAC SEO. We started as an SEO agency and we were charging $1,000, $1,500 per month. And that was, we're going to build a website. We're going to do the SEO. We're going to get it ranked. We'll even track the stuff for you on the back end. And what we found was some clients got ranked, got leads, were happy as can be, stayed with us for years and years and years. Other clients, we would implement the same strategy with same good approach. It took a little bit longer and they'd become frustrated and they'd cancel. And so we knew we had to figure out a way to generate quicker wins right out of the gates. And so let's start to do some paid search, some local service ads. We implement implemented that and made it part of our program, you know, that obviously generated better results, more stickiness. And over the years, we've added local service ads, marketing automation, database reactivation as part of our comprehensive solution to help our clients win. What we found, our average value per client went up, the results we got for our clients increased, and our reputation in the industry became stronger as we went wider and more deep in our industry. That's why, you know, going a little bit broader with your service offering makes sense. The other piece of this puzzle is the right way to specialize is to niche by industry. You know, why working in an industry is so important? You become the expert in that particular type of business. You start to understand their unique challenges and the customer journey, and you can develop processes that can be replicated from one client to the next in various markets. Some of the benefits of becoming an industry niche expert is because you become the expert in that one vertical. You start to understand the keywords, understand the personas, understand the selling cycle. When you know what copy converts and what strategies work, you get compounding results with each subsequent client. Right? You get really, really good at generating oversized results in that particular industry because you have so much experience and you have so much expertise. It becomes easier to convert clients, right? Prospects want to work with experts in their industry that have proven results. You can show case studies. You've got testimonials. You can connect them with clients that you've actually had great experience with. It leads to instant credibility, better social proof, obviously higher close ratios, and clients willing to pay at a higher rate right out of the gates. The other really great part about being industry specific is you're able to systematize and scale the delivery. You can engineer your program in advance. You can systematize, all right, we're going to do all of this stuff in this particular market. Website, SEO, paid search, this is the content, these are the pages that we need, these are the directories to claim. You can engineer it so you don't have to reinvent the wheel for every single client, and your team can become experts, and you can really empower them to innovate within that framework for the clients that you serve. And you can charge premium pricing. You can charge 2 to 3 times as a niche expert what somebody would as a generalist. You can even add to that by developing a deep growth system that is specific to the industry that it has proven and consistent results. So a great real world example of this is Greg Gulo from Asphalt Marketers. And he runs an agency that now specializes in the asphalt space, flooring contractors that do driveways and decorative concrete and the whole nine yards. They had a great generalist agency that was specialized in SEO. Like they were really good at that particular thing, but they were just struggling with retention. They were struggling with consistent growth. And they latched onto this concept and said, okay, we're going to focus on asphalt companies and we're going to develop a growth system, right? We're going to expand into also doing Facebook ads and Google ads and marketing automation. Well, in this period of about 20 months, they grew from like $20,000 in monthly recurring revenue to over $100,000 in monthly recurring revenue and continuing to grow. So this really works in the real world. So clearly this is the best model if you want to build an agency that's capable of scaling to 7 figures and beyond, offering a comprehensive growth system for a very specific niche. But if you need help finding the niche, in case you don't already have one yet, developing your growth system, building a reliable marketing machine that gets you high ticket clients consistently and delivering results to your clients so you can actually retain them long term, then go ahead and book a agency acceleration session with us in the first link in the description. We'll give you a game plan tailored to your specific situation and see if you're a good fit for us to work together. Book your call now. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you on the next video.